Part A, Directions. You will hear 10 short dialogues. For each dialogue, there is one question and 4 possible answers. Choose the correct answer, A, B, C, or D, and mark it in your test booklet. You will have 15 seconds to answer the question, and you will hear each dialogue only once.
One.
Hello, Grace. I've been meaning to invite you to go to a play with me this evening. Could you go?
Thanks for inviting me, but I have to finish writing my paper. It's due tomorrow.
Mom, could you help me find my sports clothes?
Sure, but right now I need your help to move this desk before I paint the wall.
Three.
Did you go to the concert last night?
Oh, yes. It should have started at 7:15, but it was delayed 15 minutes. I had waited for 20 minutes before it began. Why don't you give up drinking? It's such a bad example to the children.
It makes me relax. That's why.
Five.
Look. The lights in the lab are still on. It must be Professor Zhang who is still in it.
How could it be? I saw her go home just a moment ago.
Six.
Jane will be pleased with Bill's promotion.
I heard that she wanted the job herself.
Seven.
Do you think Toby will pass the exam?
No way. Eight. Is that physics course as difficult as everyone says?
Worse, believe it or not. Nine. Did you enjoy your 2-week drive through North China?
Yes. I saw much more than I would have traveled by bus or train.
Ten. We do need another bookshelf in this room, but there is not enough space in it.
How about moving the old dining table to the kitchen?
Part B. Directions. You will hear four dialogues or monologues. Before listening to each one, you will have 5 seconds to read each of the questions which accompany it. While listening, answer each question by choosing A, B, C, or D. After listening, you will have 10 seconds to check your answer to each question. You will hear the recording only once.
Questions 11 to 13 are based on a dialogue between a clerk of air ticket booket office and a customer. Hello, this is New York Air Ticket Booking Office. What can I do for you?
I want to book 2 round-trip tickets to Tokyo on the afternoon of the 15th.
Wait a minute. Let me check. There are 3 flights in all. They are 1:30 flight, 3:45 flight, and 5 o'clock flight.
1:30 is too early. I will take the 3:45 flight. Is there any ticket left for the flight?
Yes, there are.
How much does it cost?
It costs $450. I will be glad to send it to you as soon as possible if you leave your address.
That's very kind of you.
You're welcome. Questions 14 to 17 are based on the following dialogue.
How are your new neighbors, Nancy?
They seem nice enough, but they have a son who's driving me crazy.
What do you mean?
He comes home every night around 11 with his car windows rolled down and radio blaring. It stops as soon as he turns the car off, but by then the children are all awake.
Have you tried talking to them?
We haven't even really met them yet, except to say a quick hello. I hate to get off on the wrong foot.
You are not going to like them when you do meet them if you keep on simmering.
I know, but I feel stupid complaining.
But you said it was driving you crazy.
Well, you know how early I have to get up to be here at the office. I'm just not getting enough sleep, and neither are the kids. They're so irritable when I get home in the afternoon.
Maybe you could go over sometime with a little gift, a plant for the yard or something else. Then you could ask about their son and whether they have any other children. Then they will be sure to ask about yours.
And then?
Then you could mention that the hardest thing is to get your kids to get sleep at night.
That is a good idea.
You should do it soon. The longer you wait, the harder it will be to do politely. Questions 18 to 21 are based on the following dialogue.
David, can I give you a hand with one of those grocery bags?
Sure, Jane. Could you take this one, please? I didn't realize how heavy these bags would be.
Why did you buy so much stuff when you had to walk back home from the store?
Well, I didn't intend to buy a lot, but I'm having some people over, and I guess I needed more than I expected.
What's the occasion?
Now the people I live with, the Kremers, have been on vacation for a month, and I thought I'd surprise them. I'm inviting some of their friends and families for a welcome home dinner.
Oh, that's really thoughtful of you.
I figure it's the least I can do for them. I've been staying with them rent-free while I'm in school.
Really? That's pretty generous of them.
Well, they must understand how difficult it is to make ends meet when you're a student. They've been such a big help to me. I thought that this might be a small way to thank them for their generosity. Questions 22 to 25 are based on a passage about the London taxi drivers.
London taxi drivers know the capital like the back of their hands. No matter how small or indistinct the street is, the driver will be able to get you there without any trouble. The reason London taxi drivers are so efficient is that they all have gone through a very tough training period to get a special taxi driving license. During this period, which can take 2 to 4 years, the would-be taxi driver has to learn the most direct route to every single road and to every important building in London. To achieve this, most learners go around the city on small motorbikes, practicing how to move to and from different points of the city. Learner taxi drivers are tested several times during the training period by government officers. The exams are a terrible experience. The officers ask you, "How do you get from Birmingham Palace to the Tower of London?" And you have to take them there in the direct line. When you get to the tower, they won't say, "Well done." They will quickly move on to the next question. After 5 or 6 questions, they will just say, "See you in 2 months' time," and then you know the exam is over. Learner drivers are not allowed to work and earn money as drivers. Therefore, many of them keep their present jobs until they have obtained the license. The training can cost quite a lot because learners have to pay for their own expenses on the tests and the exam.